come up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire.
Oh, so good to have you here. Like I said, go to the new SteveGruber.com website and check it out. SteveGruber.com. Brand new post today from Liberty Page, a post, good story yesterday from me about this, this kid, Lucas Gearhart, Chippewa County, Lake Superior State University student who has been arrested and spent 83 days in jail thus far, 83 days in jail for posting a picture of an AR-15 online in his friend's Snapchat group, a closed group. Absolutely unbelievable. We'll talk more about that and we'll have it, but it's all, SteveGruber.com. You can find great articles from myself, Liberty Page, Wayne Dupree, Life Zet, Creative Destruction Media. It is a great clearinghouse for all these great authors and things going on. So make sure you check it out and tell your friends. Let's look to the far left for some inspiration this morning, shall we? How about the floundering candidacy of Elizabeth Warren? It's a good place to start. She's going to give us some words of hope. She wants you to know, she is more than willing to pillage your neighbor's bank account to pay for your kids to go to college. Or she's willing to pillage your bank account to pay for your neighbor's kids to go to college and a whole lot more. I mean, that's the kind of patriot she is. She'll take your money to pay other people's bills. Nothing's more American than that, right? How about bite number three? You'll see what I mean. Bite number three. Go.
There are so many people who are in this fight for all the right reasons. You know me, did the speech and then afterwards did a selfie line. And we were there for over an hour. And people are coming through and they're saying thank you and they're giving hugs and talking about what's important to them. A young woman came up by herself and she said, I'm a broke college student with a lot of student loan debt. And she said, I checked and I have $6 in the bank. So I just gave $3 to keep you in this fight.
Well, I am hopeful that that young woman doesn't go into wealth management or any career for that matter that has anything to do with handling money. Because quite clearly, now how do I put this politely? Quite clearly, she's stupid. How about that? Okay, we'll take it that way. Let's see here, just digging through. Oh, here's something that I came across yesterday. And I found it interesting, out of the norm and interesting, because there's a huge point here that most of the media has completely ignored. Going back to the New Hampshire primary a couple of days ago, everybody talked about the Democrats and everything that's going on and how close it was and Bernie Sanders wins, but it's not by much and so on and so forth. What people didn't pay attention to at ABC, CBS, NBC, and elsewhere were the incredible numbers put up by Donald Trump and the fact that people just couldn't get enough to get out there. They were excited to vote for the president. There they go. They're headed to the polls. They're ready to go to pull the lever for Donald Trump, even though he's basically unopposed. They're excited to do it. And CNN made this point on air. I know, weird, right? Bite number six. With CNN talking about the president and his record-setting number of votes. Bite six. Go.
One more data point that I wanted to bring up, and that is how President Trump did yesterday. And I think that this is important. Anna, I'll go to you on it, because he got 85.7% of the vote, of the Republicans' vote. And independents can cross over and vote for the Republican or the Democrat in New Hampshire. And I just bring this up because we were at a polling station yesterday outside, and the very first person who showed up, who waited in the cold, who was there before 6 a.m., was a guy named Norman, and he couldn't wait to cast his vote for President Trump.
Couldn't wait to cast his vote. No kidding. Attaboy, Norman. Way to be an American. And by the way, it's not even close. The president, no candidate in history has ever surpassed 100,000 votes as far as being an incumbent. Unopposed. Last time I looked, Trump was at 125,000 and counting, and they still had 20% of the precincts to go. Which brings me to my last point here. Yesterday at the White House, the president of Ecuador and the first lady of Ecuador were there. Media there, of course, asking questions. And a reporter said to the president, what have you learned from the process of impeachment. What have you learned going forward about impeachment? And of course, the president had plenty to say about what he's learned about impeachment and the process and the people involved. Bite number 11 with the president of the United States. Bite 11 talking about the lessons learned from impeachment. 11, go.
Lisa Murkowski earlier said that you shouldn't have gotten involved with the Roger Stone case. She said it's just bad. Some Republicans have said they hoped you would learn a lesson from impeachment. What lesson did you learn from impeachment?
That the Democrats are crooked. They've got a lot of crooked things going. That they're vicious. That they shouldn't have brought impeachment. And that
yourself?
My poll numbers are 10 points higher because of fake news like NBC, which reports the news very inaccurately, probably more inaccurately than CNN, if that's possible. MSDNC and your MS. And if you take a look at NBC, no, I think they're among the most dishonest reporters of the news. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much. I got to go now. NBC, thank you for asking that question. Got to go now. Greatly appreciate your time. See you the next time we have a few questions, NBC. They're dishonest, the Democrats. My poll numbers have gone up 10 points. Thanks. Can we do it again before the November elections? Just give me a little boost before we go into November 3rd. Why not, right? There you have it. All right, coming up in hour number two, you're going to want to know this. We're going to have the father of the young man jailed for 83 days for posting a picture of an AR-15 in his social media before heading back to college, jailed for 83 days on terrorism-related charges. And now the prosecutor in the case wants to go after him for felony firearm charges, for a photograph. Hello, Chippewa County, Michigan. How you doing this morning? Your prosecutor there seems to be a bit out of control. We'll talk about it. It's what I do. Glad to be here and glad to be of service. It is the Steve Griffin Show on a Thursday, February the 13th, 2020. We'll be right back with sports. Don't go anywhere.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to lowerYourHBP.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.